Country Club FM.
Bob Almanac today, Tuesday, April 7th. We're going to start the day today with an Almanac salute again.
Al is digging for second. He's in with a stand-up double. A two-base hit for Al Kaline. Hit number 3,000 in his fabulous career.
They called him Mr. Tiger. Neil.
He was one of the great right fielders of all time. I think he spent his entire career in Detroit.
22 seasons.
I was going to say 22 or 3 years.
22 season. That was his 3,000th hit. Came in his last year with the Tigers, 1974.
I remember him very, very well.
His career was somewhat parallel to Harmon Killebrew's.
Yes. Didn't have quite the power number.
No.
I think he topped out.
No, I'm talking about kind of era.
Right, right. Yeah,
not so much
very
numbers.
Much so. But he was, you know, I think he hit, was it 399 or?
He hit more for average.
299 maybe. It seemed like he was one home run away from either 300 or 400. I don't know.
I think it's 399.
Yeah.
I think that's what I remember seeing. And he won the batting title like 21. He's one of the younger guys, if not still the youngest man to ever win the
good hitter
batting average
good
championship,
hitter,
the old Silver Slugger Award, the big old award there for Mr. Al Kaline, passing away at the age of 85. Recently suffered a stroke, passed away at his Michigan home. He's gone, but not forgotten. And that's a Bob Almanac salute for Tuesday,
nice.
April 7th, 98th day of the year. It is National Beer Day today.
Here's two good friends. Tonight is kind of special. The beer we'll pour must say something more somehow. So tonight, let it be low and proud.
How about that jingle going back to the 70s?
A dandy. And boy, that was terrible beer.
National Beer Day. I can't think if I've ever had a Lowenbrau.
Had
some of the other brows, the Kegelbrau and some of the other brows, but Lowenbrau, I don't know.
I'd almost prefer Kegelbrau to Lowenbrau.
So National Beer Day today, that's the reason it's National Beer Day today is because we could start serving 3-2 beer on this date.
Oh, that was...
So the amendment to the Volstead Act, which was called the Cullen-Harrison Act, went into effect here today, allowing the sale of 3-2 beer, less than full-strength beer, less than 5% alcohol. Of course, eventually later on in 1933, they would completely repeal the 18th Amendment with the ratification of the 21st Amendment.
Right.
So this was kind of the beginning of the end of Prohibition, with beer being available. Whether it was Lowenbrau or not, I don't know. This day, 1948, the UN established the World Health Organization. We hear a lot from the WHO as Neil's on his phone. You got some important pressing business over there that's more important than the almanac?
No, I'm listening.
Okay. All right. Only official almanac business can be done during this 15 minutes. So if you're on your phone, it's got to be research.
All right.
I can see your reflection in the window, so I know if you're on the phone. So,
I get you.
We'll call you out. We'll have to get some kind of a siren. But so the WHO established on this date, 1948, 63, Augusta.
Nicklaus sinks it, and by the margin of one stroke, at 286 total, he's the new Masters champion. Arnold Palmer helps him put on the green jacket, symbolic of Masters victory.
Mentioned Al Kaline was so good young, winning the American League batting title at only 21 years old. Here's Jack Nicklaus. He's 23, the youngest golfer to win the green jacket at the Masters.
Yeah.
And I think, did Tiger win it younger, or was he a little bit older yet?
I think Tiger might have been younger. And, you know, back when Jack won it there, that was when Arnie was winning it in the even number years, 58, 60, 62, 64. I think he won his four Masters like every other year. So that was an odd year. He didn't win.
It's funny watching guys putt back then.
Yeah.
You know, now and then they say, don't use your wrists. I see guys, Arnie does it all the time in the old videos where they flex their wrists. They bend their wrists when they putt. Now, if you were to take a putting lesson, they say everything, just pendulum.
Right.
No wrist action at all. Don't break your wrist. 1969, it was the birth of the stat known as the save in baseball. It became an official stat. The term had been used for a decade or two, but Bill Singer, credited with the first official save, he was pitching for the Dodgers against the Reds this date, 1969. It was also, I think, yesterday on this date I saw, it was too late for the almanac, Tony Oliva on this, 1973, April 6th, he was the first designated hitter to hit a home run.
Nice.
Because the DH had just gone into effect.
Yes. Yeah, I think, wasn't it like, who did I just see was the first ever DH? I can't remember.
Somebody from the White Sox.
Or maybe it was the White Sox, yeah.
1970.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm no stranger to this podium. I've come up here and picked up these beautiful golden men before, but always for friends. One night I picked up two, one for Admiral John Ford, one for our beloved Gary Cooper.
And of course, that's the voice of Pee Wee Herman. No, the unmistakable voice of John Wayne, winning his first and only Oscar for True Grit.
Yep. Played Mr. Cogburn in True Grit.
1970. Earlier in his speech, he made a little funny, a little joke there. He said, if I would have known, I would have put the patch on much earlier.
Right.
20 years ago or something like that.
Yeah.
So that was in 1970. 1984 Census Bureau reporting that Los Angeles had overtaken Chicago. Chicago was no longer the nation's second city, although it still has that moniker and nickname.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. L.A. Became the second city as far as population behind New York.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
1984, same day.
Got him swinging, and he has his no-hitter.
Jack Morris. Final strikeout of the game against the lumbering Ron Kittle.
He was feast or famine.
I remember watching that. That was the NBC game of the week on Saturday afternoon from Tiger Stadium.
Vin Scully there, wasn't it?
Yeah. Yep. Turned out to be a special season for Morris and the Tigers. They'd win the World Series that year.
They started like 35-6 or something. I mean, it was ridiculous.
Jack Morris, no-hitter, 85. This is live from China. Wham! Becomes the first Western act to play in China. They asked China, who would you like to come and become who'd like to have as the first ever Western act? Would you the Rolling Stones? Would you like Elton John, Billy Joel? No, we want Wham! George Michael and Andrew Ridgeley. This is actual audio from Red China. 1985, and then 2004, the San Francisco Police Department deactivated the Zodiac Killer case. After more than 30 years investigating, they made a movie out of it. It's still a cold case, still unsolved, the Zodiac Killer.
Right.
That was this day, 2004, killed people in the late 60s, early 70s.
Right.
Birthdays now.
I try to ignore it. But I know she's in there, my friend. My mind's on a number, and Marge is at the Lincoln Park Inn.
Bob FM with Bobby Bear here today. Happy birthday to Bobby Bear. He is 85.
Still one of the best.
Yep. Bobby Bear, happy birthday. The governor, Jerry Brown, former California governor, he served two non-consecutive terms with quite a separation. He was from 75 to 83, then again from 2011 to 2019.
Yeah, that was...
That's got to be some kind of a record.
Yeah.
Now, Rudy Perpich did that here, but I think only Al Quie was in the middle.
Right.
This Jerry Brown, remember the baseball player? They used to call the governor. His name was Jerry Brown. He had an E at the end of his Brown, though.
Yes, he did.
So that's 82 today for him. Francis Ford Coppola, you might know some of his movies. Godfather, Patton. Those are kind of famous.
Mm-hmm.
81 for him. Top five mustache of all time. John Oates.
So now we know which one it is.
Right.
Because Daryl Hall did not have that kind of ability.
No, I'm sure he couldn't. It'd be patchy and just ugly.
Right.
Lip lettuce, they call it. So John Oates is 72 today. There he is harmonizing with his buddy Daryl Hall. 72 today. More music. This is the 70s.
We all play the game when we dare to cheat ourselves.
Love this tune.
Teenage Angst at its best.
Huge hit record.
At 17, Janis Ian.
Call and say, come dance with me.
It's
It's a live version there, obviously.
Yeah. 69 today for Janice and Jackie nice. Chan.
The Beach Boys are great American music.
The Beach Boys gonna get you a great ass whooping. Don't you ever touch a black man's radio, boy.
Jackie Chan in the Rush Hour movies. He and Chris Tucker were pretty good together.
Yeah, they did well.
Jackie Chan, he knows his martial arts. He's 66.
Big opening for Tony Dorsett. Look out, he's got great speed.
99 yards and a half. Dorsett down the sideline.
Happy birthday, Tony Dorsett, 66, 99 and a half yards against the Vikings in January of 83.
You were watching, I assume, as I was.
Oh, of course, yeah.
That was a Monday night game.
Vikings needed that win to clinch a playoff in the 82 season.
It did not happen.
Yes, it did.
Well, they did not that night.
Yeah, they beat the Cowboys.
Oh, they did come back.
Despite that 99.5-yard run, they won that game and then would go on to defeat the Falcons, but then they lost to the Redskins
in
the 82 playoff.
You can't have a longer run.
Bit of a defensive breakdown there, and some bad tackling by Willie Teal and John Turner, the
Soul Patrol. Right.
Not known for their great tackling, and not known for great coverage either. So
what were they? They were known for getting burned and poor tackling.
Russell Crowe is on our list today.
Who in the hell are you?
Ghost of Christmas Past. Did you dance with the man for a change?
What are you, some kind of smartass?
Oh, he got him. There's Russell Crowe. He's 56. That's from L.A. Confidential. He's been in Les Miserables. What else? Gladiator. He was good in that one.
Beautiful
Commander,
mind.
Master and Commander. So he is 56. And that's it on the living side of things.
Really?
Stopping at 56.
Okay, well, I got quite a few here on the gone side. So football innovator Walter Camp was born in the state 1859. Considered the father of American football, he established the rules for the game that we basically know right now as football. Walter Camp, 1859. He was one of the men whose foods made America, Will Keith Kellogg, one of the founder of the Kellogg Company. They, you know, discovered cornflakes by accident, then added sugar to them. And,
at their sanatorium.
Right.
Which they didn't treat people all that well.
No.
At that sanatorium.
And he and his brother.
Or is it a sanitarium?
Sanitarium. Yes, he and his brother would have a huge feud. And I think Will eventually lost control of it. Anyway.
And then the post guy.
Yeah, then the post guy.
Post guy from Post Cereals. He was working for him and stole all their secrets and started his own company.
It's fascinating if you ever see the foods that made America.
Captain Crunch never would have done that.
No. That would have been a mutiny on his ship. Will Keith Kellogg, 1860.
That's the name of Captain Crunch's boat and ship is the Guppy.
Grammy Award-winning orchestra leader Percy Faith. Nothing better than the Percy Faith Orchestra.
Listen to those strings. My God. It's heaven.
That is... Oh, and some horns. A French horn.
Definitely.
Percy Faith was born on this day, 1908. Hall of Fame blues singer Billie Holiday, 1915. Grammy Award-winning sitar master Ravi Shankar.
Close my eyes and I can see the Taj Mahal.
Right. Do you see the Beatles with him? Maybe.
Well, I know they hung out with him.
They did hang out.
He really was a factor
certainly
in the career of George Harrison.
George Harrison, yes. And the father of Grammy Award-winning artist Norah Jones, Ravi Shankar, born on this day, 1920. One of my favorite actors, not only from The Rockford Files, but other shows, and certainly Maverick, the TV show from the late 50s. James Garner.
This is Jim Rockford. At the tone, leave your name and message. I'll get back to you.
Jim, it's Shirley at the cleaners. You know that brown jacket? The one I said looks so great on you? Your favorite? We lost it.
The opening was always great.
Yeah, one of the great TV openings and themes. I think this got some radio play back in the day as well.
Yeah, there was a full version that played. Yeah. Mike Post.
Yeah, Mike Post. There you go. He was in many things. A very talented actor. Emmy Award-winning actor James Garner. 1928. Television host David Frost. Remember him and his big interview with Richard Nixon? He was an Englishman, David Frost, born on this day, 1939. And Hugh O'Connor. He was the son of Archie Bunker's Carol O'Connor. They acted together in the drama In the Heat of the Night, the TV show, and sadly, Hugh took his own life. He was born on this day, 1962, and they're gone, but not forgotten.
Your staff certainly not putting out full effort here during quarantine and stay-at-home orders.
Bye, Mrs. Johnson. You self-righteous biddy.
Cal Smith.
I don't need your preaching.
How does my staff miss one of the country giants?
No.
I don't need your pity.
And they also missed Trapper.
McIntyre.
Yeah.
What's in here?
Soot, sir.
Soot?
Yep.
Be the judge of that.
So Wayne Rogers.
Oh, wow,
Trapper
really?
John McIntyre from MASH. Also, 1933. Cal Smith, 1932.
And not Carl, but Cal Smith.
Yes. Did right. I say Carl?
No,
it is Cal. Yes, yeah. Cal Smith. Yep. Lord knows I'm drinking. Okay. Country Bumpkin.
Yep.
Time to Pay the Fiddler.
Good stuff.
Some of his big hits. Now they're all gone.
But not forgotten.
We'd just like to start a Bob-a-thon and the No Repeat Work Day. We also like to call it that here throughout the day.
Sure.
With Clay Walker, Dreaming with My Eyes Open.
Mm-hmm.
Roseanne Cash, 7-Year Ache. Or Montgomery Gentry, Hell Yeah.
I'm going to go, I think we'll go Montgomery Gentry.
KDDG Albany. KDDG HD1 Albany St. Cloud. KBGY Faribault. KLCIO.